when transporting. All loads must be bound, secured, contained, and/or covered so that no portion may become dislodged, fall, leak, spill, or blow from the load is a fundamental safety regulation governing the transportation of goods and materials, particularly in the context of commercial and public roadways. This regulation is in place to ensure the safety of people on the road, prevent accidents, protect the environment, and maintain the integrity of transported goods. Here's a breakdown of what this requirement means. Bound and secured. This means that the load must be properly tied down, strapped, or otherwise fastened to the vehicle in a way that prevents it from shifting, moving, or coming loose during transit. It ensures that the load remains stable and securely attached to the vehicle. Contained. Loads should be contained within the designated area of the vehicle or container designed for transport. This prevents items from protruding or extending beyond the boundaries of the vehicle, reducing the risk of collision with other vehicles or objects. Covered. In cases where the load consists of loose materials, debris, or substances that can easily be blown away or scattered, covering the load with appropriate materials such as tarps or netting is necessary. This containment method helps prevent items from escaping and causing hazards on the road. No portion may become dislodged, fall, leak, spill, or blow. The regulation requires that the load be secured and contained so effectively that no part of it should become loose, fall off, leak, spill, or be blown away during transportation. This includes preventing items like debris, liquids, or objects from falling onto the roadway, posing a danger to other vehicles or pedestrians. Compliance with this regulation is essential to road safety and environmental protection. Failing to properly secure and contain loads can result in accidents, road hazards, injuries, property damage, and environmental pollution. Depending on the jurisdiction, there are legal consequences and penalties for violations of these regulations, which are enforced by transportation authorities and law enforcement agencies.